Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of trying to make this alt leg parlay with some legs for the Bills and the Falcons and the Commanders and the Bears. And of course, we will get to some of those plays later here on the show. And if you ever miss anything, just download the podcast. Just search the Daily Tip wherever you get your podcasts. But I was going to ask you something, and it pertains to our next soundbite. Have you ever saw somebody waving and you thought that person was waving at you and you're like, oh, hey, to find out they were waving at somebody behind you?
Oh, that happens to me, I think, on a regular basis. It's always embarrassing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, hey, because I'm like always trying to be friends with everybody. I'm like, hey, and I'm like, oh, that's not for you, Michael. You just need to mind your own business. I feel like at least, you know, every, like, once a month at least, I'm in a situation because we're always out and about or whatever, and I'll see somebody waving and I wave, and I'm like, Michael, not for you. Not for you. I'm just always trying to make friends and connect, but then sometimes I get a little overzealous there. So, yes, it is embarrassing. I'm trying to just, you know, be in my own little world more instead of constantly looking for contact like I'm on a desert island or something.
I think the worst is when you're, like, overzealous about it, and you're like, hey, and you get so excited about it, and then, like, you can tell their face change, and you're like,
right.
Oh, my God, that was not for me. So it feels like there was a case of that this weekend in the NFL when it came to Baker Mayfield throwing an excellent pass to one of his teammates. So his teammate heard the MVP chants and thought the MVP chants were for him. You have to listen to this soundbite.
I'll tell you a funny story. This is crazy. When I score and I hit MVP chant, I'm thinking they talking about me. So I asked Shep. I'm like, Shep, they was chanting MVP? And he was like, yeah. I was like, I ain't do nothing this year. And then he was like, they talking about Baker Tess. And I was like, well, that explains it.
That was Tez Johnson, one of the youngest receivers on the Tampa Bay Bucks, and that was his first career NFL touchdown. And he had the one moment in his mind where he was like, MVP? Me? It's like, nah, dude. It was your first ever NFL touchdown. But it was one of those moments where when he talks about it, you can tell that he really believed it for a second.
Oh, imagine being in that moment, right? Because you're just you're just filled with emotion, right? Oh, my God. And I'm the MVP? I'm the most valuable player? You know what I love? I love that he told that story. Like, I think it's awesome that he had the self-awareness to be like, oh, okay, I get it now. It makes sense. But I would imagine that sort of feeling where you catch your first NFL touchdown pass and then immediately you start hearing those chants. In the moment, you could probably get lost and think, yeah, this is for me. And someone has to sort of set you straight. But I love that he told that story himself.
Yeah, it just made it more endearing.
Very charming.
And you're right. Like, it's just really funny. I think we've all had those moments, like, play out in our head where, like, you know, when you're little and you're, like, shooting on a basketball goal by yourself, and you're like, she shoots, she scores, and the crowd goes wild. I feel like he had one of those moments, like, in his mind playing.
Oh, yeah. That probably had something to do with that. I would imagine that you have an idea what that might be like when I score a touchdown in the national, and you exaggerate it to the extreme, right? It's a fourth quarter play, fourth down, time running off the clock. I catch the touchdown pass. Everyone yells MVP. I'm carried off on the shoulders of the team. I'm doing the talk show circuit. Like, you just build it up in your head like it's amazing. And so he probably just caught up there, but I totally understand it.
Tez Johnson, relatable. So this was a part of a bigger story, which was the Bucks continuing to roll with a big win over the 49ers, 30-19, covering his 3.5-point favorites. Baker Mayfield continues to look like an MVP, and yes, those MVP chants were for him. 17 of 23 in this game, 256 yards, 2 touchdowns, 3 carries for 14 yards, including this play on 3rd and 14, and Jenks, I know you are not a fan of Oklahoma, and I am going to assume you are not a fan of Baker Mayfield, but this play felt like Baker Mayfield 2AT. And even if you take away like the football aspect of it and like the X's and O's of like what he actually did and blowing by some of those defenders, it simply looks like a guy that just wants it more than anybody else on the field. Like, that's the takeaway, and that's the feeling I get when I watch Baker Mayfield play football. It's just somebody who truly wants to win games. And I know that feels very simplistic, but it felt like he, you know, willed his team to a win in this one, missing a ton of players in this one. Mike Evans was out. Chris Godwin was out. Jalen McMillan was out. Amika Igbuka left this game in the second half. So what a win for the Bucks, and what a season Baker Mayfield is having.
Yeah, he's been unbelievable. I may not like the Sooners, but you got to give credit where credit is due. And if you're talking about the MVP race, and right now he is the third favorite at plus 470 behind Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, you always want to have that signature moment. And it's rare, I feel like, when a third down run for a first down is a signature moment. But this really was, because the Buccaneers were not at full strength, and because he escaped the sack and, you know, was running over guys, and then the effort at the very end to get the first down. This is not normally how a quarterback runs the football, but it was all the want to you would ever want to see in a quarterback who has revitalized himself and rejuvenated himself and looks like an MVP guy. So when you're talking about a legitimate front runner, he is that guy, and it's not just based on this run or this game, but what we've seen all season. He has been brilliant for the Bucs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It feels to me that he has the most ammo going behind him now, just because I do think people always want somebody new. Like, we see this all the time across the sports landscape where, you know, there's the voter fatigue. And Josh Allen can certainly make a great case for winning the MVP this year yet again, and he is your favorite over at BetMGM at plus 180, followed by Patrick Mahomes at plus 275, and then it's Baker Mayfield at plus 425. So let me ask you, Jenks, is there still value on Baker Mayfield? And do you think when it comes down to it, if Josh Allen and Baker Mayfield have similar numbers, do you think Baker can win?
You know, I do, because voters do like to see someone different. And also, the odds aren't necessarily indicative of how this will be voted upon, right? Because you could have a lot of public money come in on someone and shorten those numbers. So Patrick Mahomes right now has not had the season that Baker Mayfield has had. Now, of course, you have to project throughout the rest of the season. But if Baker can continue to play at this clip, and also when he gets his weapons back, think about how much better he could potentially be. The Chiefs can also say the same because Rashee Rice is coming back for them, so it'll be an interesting race. But if it comes down to, you know, the numbers being very similar here, I would give Baker the edge. And also, he doesn't have as much to work with as a team that Patrick Mahomes has.
And I think that went into it last year, because you could make a very strong case for Lamar Jackson last year, but the narrative was that Josh Allen didn't have nearly as many weapons and he carried his team, you know, to having a great season. But I do think that included in this handicap is the fact that the Bucs need to continue winning games. So right now, the Bucs stand at 5-1 and look like one of the more impressive teams in the NFC, but the injuries are starting to pile up. So, Jenks, I think these kind of go hand in hand. Do you think the Bucs will be still standing as one of the top teams in the NFC, or do you think it doesn't matter when it comes to the MVP race?
I think they will. I mean, we need to see how serious Emeka Abuka's injury is, left with a hamstring. But eventually, I would think that they're going to get their full complement of guys back. And right now, even if they don't, at least for a few weeks, Baker is having that effect on his receivers where he's just elevating the play of everyone around him. And there's no question that not only when you see a rush like he had to get the first down, not only is that something that sticks out in the minds of potential MVP voters, it inspires your team. There's no way you can't get jacked up seeing your quarterback make a run like that and give his all. It really does inspire everyone around him. And look, some teams just have it. The Bucs aren't winning in blowout fashion, but they're finding ways to win, and it's a credit to Baker. And also, when you think about their division, it's not the toughest division in football, so I think that might lend itself to a few more wins down the stretch as well. But there's a lot to like about Baker in the MVP race.
I think the one sabotage factor is the fact that they have played a lot of tough games, and they have more tough games on the schedule coming up. Because sometimes it can be an accumulation. Like, even going into this game, I was a little bit worried for the Bucs simply because, you know, their games before that were, okay, they lost to the Eagles, a very physical team, 31-25. Then they have to go all the way to Seattle, and they play in an absolute shootout, which they win the game. But still, it feels like it was kind of exhausting. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they play the Niners. They come all the way back to Tampa. But then they win this one as well. But then you look at the rest of the schedule, or at least in the next four games. Next up, they go to Detroit, an Alliance team that's probably pissed off after losing to the Chiefs. Then they get the Saints, okay. And then the Patriots, who look like, you know, they're a really good team these days. And then they have the Bills. So it's going to be a tough schedule ahead for the Bucs. I don't know if we continue to see this trajectory for Baker Mayfield, but if he can do it in this next four games, I feel like he's going to have a real case to be the actual front runner in the MVP discussion.
Yeah, it all lines up well for him, and he has looked great. So it's not, I would also feel worse if it were just a few games this season, but his play and his stellar play goes back to last season as well. So this is not some sort of, you know, flash in the pan. This is just who he is now as the Bucs quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen some great reclamation projects. And as a Browns fan, you're thinking to yourself, oh, this is the guy we traded away to get Deshaun Watson and paid Deshaun Watson $230 million or however much it was. Can't be feeling great about that. Oh, who do you have? Dylan Gabriel? Congratulations.
Not great.
Oh, man.
That's what the Browns have done, you know? But now they've hitched their wagon to Dylan and Shadur. I mean, this is where quarterbacks go to die in Cleveland. So at some point, it's an organizational thing. And maybe the guys currently playing right now can raise them from the dead, but it doesn't look that way.
Yeah. I would say maybe, you know, you think about Patrick Mahomes as MVP, but it just seems to me when the Chiefs are winning games, like, I understand last night was different. But the Chiefs are usually not a team that, like, dominate offensively. Normally, it feels like they're dinking and dunking their way down the field. So, I don't know if Patrick Mahomes is going to have the numbers to compete with, like, maybe Josh Allen. But I could be wrong. It's still Patrick Mahomes, and we've slept on him before. So, maybe I won't be doing that. But I do feel like Josh Allen still deserves to be the favorite. Very similar numbers to Baker Mayfield. And plus, man, the guy is just unstoppable. All right, coming up next, it's hour three of the show, and we'll tell you our biggest takeaways from Sunday Night Football involving the Chiefs and the Lions. And we'll talk a little postseason baseball next on The Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year, Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.